In a camp mess hall in the woods of northern Alabama, a group of preteen girls is using hair dryers, not to dry their hair, but to explore the effect of wind power on objects, in this case, ping pong balls.
Somebody put a ball on it.
The girls are from the Birmingham and Montgomery areas, from schools both public and private, suburb and inner city. They are all here to get excited about science.
We wanted to make very certain that we didn't get just girls who make straight A's.
Eileen Griffin is an education coordinator with Alabama Public Television. APT, along with the YMCA and Girls Incorporated of Birmingham, has co-sponsored the six-day Psy Girls Camp.
We want open it even to girls who may be getting D's or maybe aren't the best scholars, but just who are challenging and questioning their world.
Psy Girls is a curriculum created by Dragonfly TV, a television series produced by Twin Cities Public Television and funded partly through the National Science Foundation. Its primary goal is to foster an interest in science in girls ages 9 through 12.
It certainly came from the National Science Foundation, so a need for that. And that's because still in our 21st century, we're not finding the numbers of girls, young adolescents, girls, and, you know, college women going into the sciences. We still have old things from our past about what a woman should be and should do.
Griffin says reaching girls as they approach adolescence is especially important. Once girls get to high school, the numbers interested in science and math drop significantly. And by the time girls go to college, they make up only 18% of science and engineering majors.
What we're finding through research is that girls need much more encouragement. They also, by research, learn science differently than the boys. And so science curriculums are often still taught by men and written by men. And it's not that that's wrong, it's just that girls learn differently.
Girls, for instance, respond more readily to collaboration and teamwork rather than competition, the standard incentive for boys. So the Psy Girls curriculum is designed with plenty of opportunities for discussion, small group work, and hands-on problem solving.
Then I think the other thing in the curriculum that's powerful is film clips of 10 women scientists in the United States today. You know, in their late 20s all the way up to their 60s. Who are doing amazing research. And so I think the girls then could see that's not just men in a white lab coat.
The Psy Girls Camp takes place at Camp Cosby, a 135-acre YMCA camp that sits along the wooded banks of Logan Martin Lake, southeast of Birmingham, just as it has for the past 83 years. It looks straight out of the movie The Parent Trap, the original one, not the Lindsay Lohan remake, complete with clapboard cabins and troops of kids marching from canoeing to horseback riding to the swimming pool. Here, Psy Girls like Latrice Goldthwait experience camp activities through a scientific lens.
We've been doing a lot of experiments, and today we got to choose one of our very own, and I'm doing it on a zip line, so I'm going to have to go on the zip line like a million times.
The zip line, dubbed the Zoom by campers, takes kids on a harrowing diagonal ride from the treetops of the forest to a final splash in a lake below. Amanda V. Gonzalo is still pumped about her trips down the Zoom.
It was really fun because at first when I went up there, they make you sit down and just jump off, and it was really freaky because you just see all the ground beneath you, and it's 34 feet high. But it's really cool when you hit the water, and it's so cool because you're trying to do this really, really fast, and you get so nervous, and you're coming down up high, and you come low, and then you start seeing the water, and you know, oh, I'm going to do it quick, and you start getting faster and faster, but it's really fun.
This was a big leap for many of them. About half the girls have never been away from home, and what I saw the most this week was stretching their edges, personally as a, you know, as a human being, as a growing young girl, and as a learner.
A few days into the camp, the girls are treating the once frightening zip line like a walk in the park. They ride it with buckets of water to test how weight affects speed, or while unwrapping pieces of bubblegum to test coordination under duress. The instructors praise them for their courage, as well as their curiosity.
And so you could see them taking in the lessons of Psy Girls that are not only to fall in love with science, but to know yourself.
Kelsey Henderson says she hopes she gets to come back to Psy Girls Camp next year for more hands-on experience.
I used to think of science as just what we learned in our textbooks at school and not really fun, but now I see a whole different side of science, asking yourself questions and running experiments.
For WBHM, I'm Amanda Shaw.